You're listening to an HD Smartcast original. The e-commerce flight in association with Amazon.
How have you been loving the exposure that, you know, Astitva Homes has been getting through Amazon?
I won't deny, it is actually commendable. It is amazing because this Diwali, I've done a good, not a good, I would say a very good business because last year Diwali, my brand didn't pitch. I won't say kitna achha gaya, but this Diwali, it took a lot of growth. So this is good. Amazon actually helped me. Really,
that's wonderful.
Saheli program is something where you get your personal account manager, so they help you out in getting deals, promotions, everything, keywords choices. They help in everything.
Hey, I'm RJ Supriya and welcome to the second episode of the e-commerce flight in association with Amazon. I'm your host for today and we're diving into the dynamic world where small and medium businesses are teaming up with e-commerce opportunities in India. In celebration of Women Entrepreneurs Day, we've got an inspiring woman who's rocking it using platforms like Amazon. Join us as we explore the cool stories of entrepreneurs finding virtual spots, flexing with the flexibility that traditional businesses lacked, and grabbing a ticket to the global market. I would like to welcome our guest now, and I'm quite excited because her story feels slightly relatable to me. Now, this is going to be a fun conversation, I'm hoping. We have Meenal Parekh with us. She's a seasoned architect and urban planner and the founder and CEO of Astitva Homes, whose life took a thrilling turn after marriage and a move to a new city. Wow. In the midst of navigating the challenges of a new environment, Meenal also discovered her true passion, a fiery love for design inspired by her Rajasthani heritage. Now, fast forward to 2022 and Meenal's penchant for doodling and crafting mandalas sparked the birth of Astitva Homes. And you know what they say about history? It's made by those who dare to follow their passion. Well, Meenal is living proof of that. Welcome to the e-commerce flight, Meenal. Sabse pehle tell me, introduction kaisa laga aapko?
Hi, Supriya. Thank you so much for such a beautiful introduction. Really means a lot to me.
You know, I have to actually tell the people who are tuned in right now listening to us, this is Meenal's first podcast.
Yeah.
And although I'm gauging, you might be a little nervous and apprehensive, but trust me, I really want to know your journey. And I want to know how you made Astitva Homes happen. So here comes my first question. How does someone who's into architecture and town planning end up running a business focused on, you know, home furnishings, bed linens and all of that? How did that happen?
So I belong to typically a very Rajasthani family where cultures, colors are very much famous. So, from early stages, I was very much focused into architecture. Then I moved to another degree, which is into urban planning. I was in job from 2020 to 2021. Mm-hmm. In 2021, May, I got married, where it was quite difficult for me to, like, kehte na ki shaadi ki cheeze dekho ya job dekho. I was really in between. So, there I quitted my job and I started. कि अब क्या करें तो देयर कम्स एन आइडिया लाइक आई यूज्ड टू डू मंडालास आई यूज्ड टू सेल देम आउट बिकॉज़ आई यूज्ड टू लव तो पीपल कम टू मी एंड यूजुअली वो अपने चॉइसेस के हिसाब से मुझे मंडालास फ्रेम के लिए बोलते थे सो देयर इट स्टार्टेड माय हस्बैंड वाज लाइक व्हाई नॉट यू ट्राई टू लाइक प्रिंट देम आउट सो आई वाज लाइक यार पता नहीं कैसा लगेगा सो देन इट स्टार्टेड इन 2022 इन अप्रैल I started my first Astitva Homes where it was my first design which printed was my first mandala only.
Wow.
Which I made in my bachelor's degree. So, my family, Rajasthani printers, so much included. Har jagah, block prints, wallpapers, block prints, sab kuch block prints. So, it was very much fascinating for me. Though architecture and urban planning is always, I love to, but now I love my business more.
How nice, yeah. I mean, you're like, you know, a beautiful work in progress. It sounds like that. Just to ask, you got married in 2021, so it was a COVID wedding.
Yes, it was a COVID wedding in 11 people. Mm-hmm. So it was a very short wedding.
Yeah, and through that very anxious phase of what the world was going through, you were going through your own set of changes, so you got married, and then suddenly there's this, you know, influx of new relationships, finding yourself, and then suddenly professionally also finding yourself.
Yes, true. It is very much true.
How overwhelming was that for you?
It was quite a very much overwhelming for me, because I was stuck in between. Because when I said a typical Rajasthani family, that means a very much typical. So, hame utna diya nahi jata hai ki aap utni wo kehte na azadi ki you start your business, because my family was not accepting
this. Very conservative.
Yeah, even my own family was not sure ki tu ye kar legi. So in-laws to dur ki baat thi. So it was very much challenging for me. But yes, my husband always supported for this. So
wow, that's actually beautiful, and that takes me to my next question, Meenal. Ki kafi self reflection raha is journey mein for you, especially with the kind of changes you were going through. The world itself was going through changes at that time. So can you actually take us through that? What kind of challenges as a woman, and then the kind of support you got from your husband? How was all of that reflecting into Astitva Home specifically?
It is truly said, there is a lot of self-reflection. Because once I got married, I was in my very low period that time, because that COVID was something which really hit us hard. So everything was not in a loop. Jo chal raha tha, wo sab toot gaya. So suddenly, what to do now? And I got married to city of Lakes, Udaipur. In Udaipur, job opportunities for me were very low. Actually, there was no job opportunity for me. So moving to another city was the challenging thing for me. Should I move out or not? Because family will accept this or not. This was something which was going around. Mm-hmm. So in April 2022, we were on vacation. And my husband asked me, are you happy? Whatever you're doing now. I was like, no, I'm not happy, because I'm stuck in between. Should I continue this business or should I shift to job? Between this and unable to do this. Mm-hmm. So he said, choose one and stick to that. I'm there for you. I'm always going to support you. Koi kare na kare, I'm there. So if you want to move out, we will move out. So in June, we moved out to Jaipur and started this Astitva Homes. This was quite challenging for me, because I can't even explain. It was really.
You know, I'm actually understanding how you're not being able to fill those gaps beech mein. Whenever you say it was, you take a pause and a breath. And then, because I'll tell you, and I know we're going down a personal note, because I got married in 2021 too. And I had changed cities right when COVID hit. So everything was fairly new. And you know, it's so weird, and no one can understand that. It's like the world just stopped, but still you're expected to move at a certain pace.
Correct.
And that is a very anxious feeling to have. But this is where I actually get more curious about you and your journey with Astitva Homes. Ab hume ye pata hai, your husband was a beautiful support, you know, in helping you build this. As a woman, you know, as a woman entrepreneur, did you find it challenging to start a business like Astitva Homes?
Yes, as a woman, it is challenging even now, because before marriage, it is not that challenging as it is challenging after marriage, because you have to kitna bhi kar lo, you have to like take your family together after marriage. Yeah. So in talking about Astitva, like if I have to go for some surveys or for market survey, I have to take a break from family, and that is quite challenging for me. I have to move cities, I have to hunt for new material, I have to go different cities for just a market survey to get a good cost for that material. So in that journey, I would say ye mere liye bahut challenging raha ki matlab kaise manage kare is cheez ko. To us cheez mein I would say that ho gaya ab. It is difficult, but it is even difficult now, because then come some festivals, because Rajasthan mein there are festivals all around the 12 months. So
yeah, correct.
I have to manage anyway. This is not easy as a like for how it is easy for my husband. It is not easy for me. It is difficult, but yes, ab family support kar rahi hai, toh it is okay. Ab ho jata hai.
Easy ho jata hai. But I think there is a set of expectations from you.
Yes, it is.
And that's where you find it more difficult to multitask, maybe.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. जब हम बात करें Amazon की coming into the picture for Astitva Homes, how did you jump onto that and how did things change after that?
Talking about Amazon, I had no idea that Amazon gives a platform to sell our products also, because I was very much new into business. I had no one in my family who is running a business. Everybody is into jobs. So this was quite new for me. So my husband once told that his principal is running a business into something homemade thing. So they're selling their products on Amazon. I said, "Achha, Amazon pe we can sell down our products as well." He said, "Yes."
Wow.
Do check it out. So that was the day. 24th July, I checked and I got listed on 26th of July, 2022. And then it is history. This is how I started my business on Amazon.
How have you been loving the exposure that, you know, Astitva Homes has been getting through Amazon?
I won't deny. It is actually commendable. It is amazing. It is amazing. Because this Diwali, I've done a very good business, because last year Diwali, my brand didn't pitch. I won't say ki itna achha gaya, but this Diwali it took a lot of growth. So this is good. Amazon actually helped me, really.
That's wonderful.
Saheli program is something where you get your personal account manager. So they help you out in getting deals, promotions, everything, keywords, choices. They help in everything.
That's wonderful. What is the name of the program again?
It is Amazon Saheli program. This is for women entrepreneurs especially.
Okay. Wonderful. So, you know, Meenal, हमारे पिछले एपिसोड में हमने जिविसा के फाउंडर से बात करी थी, and which is a wellness brand, and you know, she was talking about how Amazon actually also helped her reach many individuals the way it did with you. But कोई ऐसी story है आपके पास about, you know, your brand having global exposure through Amazon?
मैंने Amazon.in में साइन इन किया था लास्ट ईयर जुलाई 24, बट आई हैव साइन इन Amazon.in ऑन ऑगस्ट 23 दिस ईयर.
ओके,
सो आई हैव बीन सेलिंग डाउन इन दुबई. आई वुडंट से दैट यू गेट ट्रैक्शन, आपने जिस दिन लिस्ट डाउन किया प्रोडक्ट्स उसी दिन से, बट यस, Amazon हेल्प यू टू बूस्ट डाउन योर प्रोडक्ट्स एज वेल. सो I started getting sales from Amazon.ae as well. So it is really good. I am planning to get down to Amazon.com as well in January 2024. So these are my plans for next year. But yes, Amazon is playing a great role in global expansion, because aapko kahin aur jaane ki zarurat nahi hai. Amazon is a whole thing jahan pe aapka business 100% grow kar sakta hai.
Lovely. अच्छा, जब बात आती है, you know, market identify करने की अपने brand के लिए, अब जैसे अस्तित्व homes है, ये मैं कई बार सोचती थी कि आप लोग कैसे identify करते हैं markets, like to the user, Amazon is actually like a vast market space, you know, but when it comes to you, the person who's actually selling their product, how do you know who's buying, whom are you actually targeting, and where do you expand? Like, you decided to start with, as you said, UAE.
Correct.
How do you identify all of this?
What happens is, when you are selling down your products in India, Amazon.in, so आपको पता है कि majorly जो population है वो या तो है middle class या है upper middle class. So whatever you are selling, it should be pocket friendly for them. So it should be cost effective उनके लिए, ठीक है? तो when you plan your product, so you think कि यार ऐसा product launch करो जो डे टू डे लाइफ में यूज कर सके. इफ आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट फर्निशिंग, वॉट एवर आई एम सेलिंग, सो आई प्लान लाइक दिस कि ऐसा कोई प्रोडक्ट जो वो डे टू डे लाइफ में यूज कर सके. सो देन उसके पीछे रिसर्च वर्क ये आता है, देन हाउ टू मेक दैट प्रोडक्ट कॉस्ट इफेक्टिव. तो हम उसकी कॉस्ट देखते हैं कि ये पॉकेट फ्रेंडली हो सकता है कि नहीं फॉर मिडिल क्लास एंड फॉर अपर मिडिल क्लास. सो दिस इज हाउ आई टारगेट माई ऑडियंस इन इंडिया. बट टॉकिंग अबाउट, व्हेन आई टॉक अबाउट यूएई ना, तो यूएई में पीपल आर रेडी टू गिव यू मनी, बट मनी के साथ में दे नीड क्वालिटी, दे नीड क्वालिटी विच शुड बी लाइक इक्वल टू, आप कहते हो ना बिग ब्रांड, एनी बिग ब्रांड. सो वहां पे व्हेन पीपल आर रेडी टू गिव यू मनी ना, तो यू कैन ऑलवेज गिव देम दैट काइंड ऑफ क्वालिटी एज वेल. एंड इस चीज में आपका जो अमेज़न सहेली प्रोग्राम में जो आपको एएम मिला है, दैट इज अकाउंट मैनेजर, ही एक्चुअली हेल्प्स यू इन गेटिंग दैट कीवर्ड्स व्हाट एवर पीपल आर सर्चिंग देयर, सो दैट यू गेट टू नो कि या दिस इज द प्रोडक्ट विच वी कैन लॉन्च इन आवर ब्रांड एज वेल. सो दिस इज हाउ वी कम अप विद अ न्यू प्रोडक्ट.
राइट. But that's actually quite fascinating to know. Okay, what are your thoughts about, you know, how women these days, they've been embracing e-commerce, and what are your thoughts when it comes to these women who are contributing to India's growth story by actually, just like you, embracing the e-commerce world?
I would say it's really nice. ladkiyon ko aur aage aana chahiye, because our parents have regret कि यार कुछ किया नहीं. आई डोंट वॉन्ट कि एनी अदर वुमेन को ये रिग्रेट रहे, बिकॉज जब अमेजोन जैसा प्लेटफॉर्म है वेयर आप घर पे एक नॉर्मल एक कुछ भी बना रहे हो, यू हैव दैट मतलब कैपेबिलिटी कि वो एक चीज गुड तरीके से आप बना सकते हो. बाकी चीज आप अमेजोन पे छोड़ दो, वो आपको हेल्प कर देगा कि बेचना कैसे है. यू जस्ट नीड टू कम आउट विद अ यूनिक प्रोडक्ट दैट उसके बाद में अमेजोन देख लेगा. सो इट्स रियली गुड टू सी वुमेन्स कॉन्ट्रीब्यूटिंग टू इंडिया growth. Really good.
Well, Meenal, thank you so much. Lovely words to actually conclude this episode with. The fact that I'm sure many women are listening to us right now, and I'm really, really hoping that they take a bit of wisdom out of this, take that one step forward. Jaisa ki aapne bola, you know, many of us women have heard our mothers say that because jo main nahi kar paayi, wo aap kar rahe ho. Hai na? So I think ek step aage badhate hain, खुद भी आगे बढ़ते हैं, मम्मियों को भी लेके आगे बढ़ते हैं यार. Everybody can dream, and if Amazon is making those dreams come true, why not? Meenal, thank you so much, and that's it for this episode. From wondering about marriage to creating beautiful bed linens, Meenal's story is like a painting of self-discovery. As we fly through e-commerce stories, just remember, passion paints the most beautiful designs. See you next time on the e-commerce flight. Meenal, thank you so much for being with us. It was lovely talking to you.
Thank you, Supriya. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on this journey. Stay tuned for more stories. Until our next episode, enjoy the listening experience and do share your feedback on podcasts@hindustantimes.com. This is an HD Smartcast original brought to you by Amazon.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.